Inside Austin today is not my usual kind of guests. It is not my usual sort of conversation either, which is always a lot of fun for me. And so I'm having a conversation with some people who understand a concept of big picture and understand a concept of start to finish seeing a project through. And I think that that makes for a very unique camp situation. Joining me on Inside Austin from Camp Scribble and Tenderling Design is Cameron O'Keefe and Andy Ranella. How are both of you today?
We are amazing.
Great. Thanks, you.
I am looking forward to this conversation. I am a huge fan of art. Camp Scribble, you have to assume that there is some drawing involved in that. And I find drawing and that sort of thing to be a talent that I kind of don't understand because I have absolutely no talent for it. I can talk up a storm. I can make jokes. I am not nervous in front of a crowd, but ask me to draw something and, I might as well have drawn it with my left hand.
Right.
You also offer an opportunity now that school is out for kids to have something to do. And I know that that's one of the biggest challenges for parents when their kids are not in class. It's camp. It's finding a babysitter. It's finding a play date. And that stuff is hard. So if you can knock a week out now, that's a great opportunity for parents.
Right. Yeah. I think that was a big part of it, is trying to, provide another opportunity for parents to occupy their kids' time with something that is, creative, something that gets them out of the house, doing something different and inspiring them.
And I like that last part, inspiring them, because I think that that is something that is not found in your typical education system. I remember when I was in high school in the 90s, there was a chance we were going to lose our art department to pay for other things. And to have something that is dedicated to creativity is a great outlet for a child.
Yeah, that was one of our major motivators. It was that we remember going through elementary school and all throughout middle and high school, and it was always like art was the extracurricular. It was the ability to use your mind in a creative way was almost seen as, if we have extra time, that's what we'll do. But it's not. It was never prioritized. So we just really wanted to show. We really want to show kids that it's possible to grow up and earn a living creating. We don't all have to become accountants. Nothing wrong with it, but I did not want to do that. So, but if I was growing up and I saw a camp like this, with people that are genuinely love being around each other and love the company that they're at, wanting to share that with children, I would have been absolutely eating it up. So we just really wanted to give back in that way.
Well, and it's also a little bit different than your typical art camp in the sense that what your company does is it is your branding experts, and you are able to come up with a sort of an overall feeling for a product or a company. And that is a different sort of thing than draw the tree in front of you and that sort of thing. I noticed that in your curriculum, you have a step-by-step process of taking these kids through an exhibition and making art for the sake of showing, and there was just something more to it than just getting together and finger painting and having to clean up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. We wanted to, the way we kind of organized the curriculum was to sort of take them through a branding process, but in a much more lighthearted, kid-friendly way. So they can kind of, see the bigger picture of like a project. And so they're doing little pieces each day that culminate in a larger finished thing at the end of the week. Because I think branding is kind of a big concept. It can be probably too much. It's something that should be taken in little bits and shown, the kid can be shown little piece by piece how to get to the end of, a big project. And, we're sprinkling in with other stuff in between too. So it's not all branding focused. It's other ways to get them creative, get their heads thinking outside the box, and, yeah, just having them be inspired.
Yeah.
Camp Scribble is an art camp that's a little bit different than most, and it is happening from June 17th through the 21st. If you would like more information or if you would like to sign your kid up, go to campscribble.com. And joining me on Inside Austin to talk about it is Cameron O'Keefe and Andy Ranella. most people will see a logo or a brand and not give it much thought. They don't understand perhaps like the arrow and the FedEx logo and those sorts of things.
Yeah.
They don't see those things. And so having a situation where these things are broken down in a simple way, but also shown in an artistic way, it will make these kids see things in a much different light. And it's not just logos and that sort of thing that they will change their point of view on. They'll change their point of view on how they see art and how they absorb it, because they will understand that there is more to than just the visual, visceral response.
Yeah, I think something that I would be really, really proud of, and I think we'd all be really proud of, is if kids walked away noticing art in more places in the world and realizing how much it affects everything and how honestly everything is made up of art in some way. And I also just want to put it out there, the age range, it's anyone over the age of between 7 and 12.
So I think, though, that you know, finding art in places that is not where you would ordinarily see art, being able to look out the window and see a pattern in something, being able to understand perhaps even as something as simple as the arrow in the FedEx logo, it teaches kids to think differently and to look more in depth. And that is something that, whether they like it or not, gets applied to various other parts of their life. And that is one of the things that I really truly love about art, is that it means so many different things to so many different people. And getting the kids to think that way, as opposed to seeing a landscape picture and it being as simple as a lake and some trees, they're going to understand the vibe and the subtext of it, and that will carry on into other art forms, but it'll also carry on into how they lead their lives with their friends and stuff, knowing that there is sort of an art and a rhythm and a beauty to everything out there.
Right. Yeah, I think a huge part of it is just like trying to inspire kids, trying to get them to, you know, open up their mind and see things in a different way.
Another thing we really wanted to do was that we wanted to stick out. We wanted to make this an art camp that was really special, because it's just, they deserve that. Kids deserve that. And so when I was a kid and I was in art camps, because I've always been attracted to art in every shape and form, they always had these little projects that you would take home and then they'd get lost because they were just trying to fill up your time, trying to do little things here and there to fill up the time, to make the day go by. And we really wanted to show kids that even at an early age, you can feel accomplished and proud of yourself through hard work that takes a long time. So even though it's a week, at the end of the week, their work, all these little puzzle pieces come together in this one beautiful project, and they get to be proud of something that they did that was large and took time and was probably frustrating at some points, and they had to work through a lot of stuff, versus having 10 little things that will end up getting thrown away because they were made out of paper mache, you know? So we really want to teach them that hard work is important and beautiful things take time.
That is sounds like somebody who has braided their fair share of lanyards.
oh, my fair share. Yes.
Many, many friendship bracelets.
Yes.
Well, so you mentioned real quick that that this is a week, and it takes place, as I said, June 17th through the 21st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you'd like more information, go to campscribble.com. And as I said, this is different than most, and that is one of the more appealing things to it, is that you also have physical activities, and you also have, you know, it is that bigger picture where kids are absorbing much, much more things, but yet in a playful way, and, you know, going through the curriculum. I'm obviously not going to break it all down, but you have such a wide variety of things that you are doing with the children, but it all centers around one very fun activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wanted to incorporate like some physical activities. Like, we have a park nearby and we'll be playing kickball and stuff like that, just to kind of break up their time and help, you know, kids at that age process better when it's in little chunks and they can move around and use their body and then come back to something creative and then do something physical and, you know, that kind of back and forth, and just allow them to, you know, process what they're doing, get outside and have a good time.
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of people in that sort of field where they deal with children and learning, and that is exactly what they say is that it needs to be in little doses and there needs to be play in there because the play helps them learn.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tenderling Design is a branding firm. If you would like more information, go to tenderling.com. And they are putting on a camp for kids this year. It's from June 17th through the 21st. If you would like more information on Camp Scribble, go to campscribble.com. And joining me on Inside Austin to discuss it is Andy Ranella and Cameron O'Keefe. And so, you know, I don't want to just obviously this is going to be the main focus is Camp Scribble, because that is the reason I had you guys on. But I would like to talk more specifically for a moment or two about what your design company, Tenderling Design. If you'd like more information on that, go to tenderling.com. But I would like to talk about, you know, sort of what you guys do for a living. It is a fascinating job to have. It is a very multifaceted job to have. It is almost like being able to harness your art and to be able to harness your creativity in a much bigger way than just some final painting or photograph. It is almost like your visions become this 3D experience, and that's pretty amazing to be able to do something like that for a living. So I guess, you know, I'll ask you both, take me through sort of your typical day at work.
Yeah, how would you describe that?
Okay, so
it can be different every day.
Yeah, it's a fast-paced environment, and it's really rewarding, the projects that we do. But honestly, what's most rewarding is the relationships that we've built. Mm-hmm. And so every single day, it's a new thing. I mean, you have some bigger projects where you're working from start to finish. You get to see it completely roll out. There's other times where, you know, one of us is sick and you have to jump in on a project that you were not there for in the beginning, and you just teamwork 100%. And so it switches a lot. But a lot of our time, honestly, is really spent around servant leadership. A lot of our time, we have meetings every single week about how can we be better to the people that we love, how can we better in our work? How can we treat ourselves better? How can we give back to the community more? So a lot of our day is work driven, but also a large portion is
culture.
And so we are always in tune with how, we're urged to always be in tune about how we feel personally. And so, yeah, I feel like Andy, you can also speak on this well.
Yeah, I think the servant leadership is a huge part of it. I mean, maybe I can tackle the more like specifics of like a work day or like what our projects look like. So, you know, we focus on branding, and it's mainly focused in the hospitality industry. So hotels, restaurants, apartments, things like that. So a project will generally start and we'll pull inspiration. So we'll pull photos, you know, things that inspire us that are related to this business and what they're trying to create, the vibe they're trying to go for, the mood that they want to create, the connection that they want their particular audience to feel when interacting with their brand. And so we'll pull inspiration around all the different pieces that we need to be creating. And then we'll meet about that and we'll discuss amongst each other, you know, what do we feel like is working? What pieces of art here or pieces of design look like they are evoking that emotion or that feeling or that connection that we're trying to go for? And then we'll try to break that into several different buckets, which we call directions. So we'll have several different directions and then we'll start the designing process. And that goes through many different phases. And you know, we'll send it off to the client, we'll get feedback, and we'll slowly, you know, with a relationship with the client, communicate about that. Oftentimes they're in the office with us and we'll have things pinned up on the wall, and it's like a collaborative kind of discussion about, you know, is this feeling right to you? Where do you feel like this could improve? So a lot of it's collaborative. Yeah, I guess that's sort of how I would take you through like a branding project, is sort of like that. And then after we do the branding, then it is executed in all these little pieces. So, well, now you need you need a business card, or you need a poster, or you need a whatever it is, signage. Yeah. And so it starts with the branding, and then we'll break that down into pieces. And then oftentimes we have ongoing relationships with these clients to continue executing different, you know, directives that they have. Or say they open a new restaurant inside their hotel and they need that rebranded, or they need new menus. So it can be all kinds of stuff like that. So it starts with big picture and then trickles down into, you know, the small little pieces.
Campscribble.com is the website. If you'd like to find more information on what we've been talking about, but joining me on Inside Austin is Cameron O'Keefe and Andy Ranella from Tenderling Design. And I was actually just going to use that exact phrase, big picture, because it seems most people in most businesses are either big picture or little picture. They're rarely a combination of expertise in both. And it seems like you guys are both.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
We try to do both. We try to be very integrated. Again, I would say collaborative.
Yeah.
You know,
the work ranges from level one to level four. And so for us, whenever a project comes into the studio, we give it a level. And so level one is you're literally starting from square one. You're starting with we have a copywriter here, Emily, she's the best, and she'll pull some names and she'll talk to the client directly. And, you know, level ones, we're actually like naming the hotel, naming the food outlet, naming the apartment complex. And level four is we're making a minor update to a floor plan. But all in between, level two is, it's more complex. It's level one is the most complex. Level four is the least. So we really do range from big picture to small picture. And it's you go back and forth several times throughout our day to day at work. Mm-hmm.
See, in the industry of radio, the big picture people tend to be like the producers and the people that are able to keep an eye on things that are outside of, you know, beyond their nose. And as a rule, talent tends to be just either needs to be led around or is very, very little picture. And so it is that teamwork that you need. You need sort of that melding of the minds where one person is good at sort of the big picture and someone is good at those small little details. Quite frankly, that's why me and my girlfriend work is that she's capable of handling the small details. I'm not. I'm terrible at maintenance and those sorts of things. And so it balances each other out. And I would imagine because I will say that about radio, that is one of the great things about radio is the different personalities and the different type of people that you get to work with. And it kind of sounds like the same thing where you guys are. And because I've noticed that, Cameron, you are one of the camp counselors. And so I would imagine that other of your fellow employees and workmates are also counselors. And so having that different idea and different mindset being the counselors is only going to be that much better of an experience for the children.
It's funny because just about everyone, when we are the founders, Penny and James, they're husband and wife, and they've always wanted to have a camp that was like Camp Scribble. And the second that they announced this idea, the entire team raised their hand and said, how can I be involved? Which I think says a lot about the culture here, honestly. And we are so excited to be a part of a company that is prioritizing giving back and that we are able to put our work aside for a little bit just to, you know, help kids grow, and like they're going to help us grow too. It's just it's so rewarding, and I'm so excited for that week because it's going to feel honestly so surreal that we work for a company that is prioritizing having a camp for kids over
making money.
Over a week's worth of production.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there is a lot to be said for that, because quite frankly, you don't get that enough in businesses. And that was one of the things that led me to reaching out was that's such an interesting dynamic. Yeah. It's worth recognizing when that happens, when a business sees something within the community, whether it is trying to organize or sponsor a 4K walk or giving kids something to do for a week while parents have to both work. There's a little gap to be filled. And it's always great when the local companies recognize and do something about that. And that's what's so cool about this. And then once again, I didn't know that it was the first year that it was happening. So I can just hear the excitement in your voices about how you're mm-hmm. looking forward to it probably as much as the 7 to 12-year-olds are.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, I think what you said is spot on with, you know, I think the reason that we are able to give back to the community and feel so strongly about it, I think is speaks directly to the culture that Penny and James have cultivated here. They focus so much on filling the cups of the people that work here and making it a safe environment. You know, it's a loving environment. We care about each other. We make sure that, you know, we're all taken care of no matter what. And that is cultivated on a daily basis. Like, it's such the heart of this place. And I think having our cups filled so much on a daily basis in our workplace puts us in a place where our cups are overflowing and we want to give that back, you know, to the community.
Yeah. And one of the coolest things that Penny said was when she introduced this to us, she said, "This is not about making money. I'm not trying to make a profit from this. In fact, there's 100 like scholarships. Half of the kids signed up right now are on a scholarship basis. It's about, it's not about money. It's about just showing kids that art is fun and you can make a living doing it. And it's, that can be your life." And, yeah, I just, that spoke so much to all of us that we were like, wow, you're taking time out of your day, out of your summer, out of your busy lives to start this camp. And it's not about money at all. So yeah, I also want to, yeah, that's just, it's, yeah, it's amazing.
We're just very grateful to work at a place like this.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks volumes about the culture that, you know, you've said it more than once, and you guys are on camera. I can see no one's holding a gun to your head. No one's making you say
you're
that.
Right. No,
so
yeah.
It's one of those things where you guys are saying this because you do thoroughly enjoy where you work. Camp Scribble is what we're talking about here on Inside Austin. It is the first year. I don't like first annual. It is the first year. And if you would like more information if you would like to be able to sign your kid up, they offer scholarships. Go to campscribble.com. And joining me on the show to discuss it is Andy Ranella and Cameron O'Keefe, who work at Tenderling Design. And they are also integral in putting on the activities for the camp. You know, you guys reminded me of something. Every year I have on the Armadillo Christmas Bazaar, and Bruce Walenzik will talk about how it was basically the inspiration was, how can we get artists together to understand their worth? Because how do you monetize something that came from your heart? That's hard. And so being able to understand the other side of it, the deeper business aspect of it, the one that's going to pay your bills and your rent and stuff like that, is a side of the business that doesn't get really looked at all that much, because it seemed to, you know, to a certain degree, to be anti-art in a way. And yeah. So, you know, telling a child that you can do this for a living, look at us, you know, we are artists in our way, and we do this for a living, that resonates deep. It's like a kid meeting a rock star to a certain extent, and understanding that there may be a path to do this themselves. And if their passion and talent is enough, there's a distinct possibility they'll make it.
Yeah,
totally.
I think it's also important to show parents that too, as cultures are changing. I was lucky enough to grow up in a family where my mom is an artist, and my parents work directly together, and they work full time as artists in the production industry. And I was lucky enough to grow up in a household where my parents said, "You want to go to art school? You can go to art school." But there are so many kids out there that are quiet about their passions because they're in a family full of doctors and they don't want to speak up. And there are plenty of kids out there that don't want to go into the field that they are feeling pressured into. And I think the more, that's also just culturally different. It's just, for a long time in the history of mankind, an artist is seen as a cop-out, or as, you're not going to make enough money. There's no way you're going to put a roof over your head if you're painting. And so I think another thing we really wanted to do was not only show the kids that it's possible, but show the parents that we love our lives. We love our jobs. We have a roof over our head, and we are very, very happy people. And this is what we do for a living. And so it's hopefully trying to cultivate a new narrative that you can be an artist and you can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, you brought up something a couple minutes ago that I would actually like to expand upon a little bit. And you were talking about how your company realizes that their cups are full. And I'm a big believer in the sort of the attitude that you should never really be looking in someone else's cup except to make sure that they have enough. And right. that is essentially what you guys have done as a company is recognizing that you're successful, you're making your way, and there is an opportunity to not just give back. I don't mean to turn this into sort of selfish reasons for a company, but you could be very much right now training the people that you end up hiring in 10, 15 years and having somebody who has been inspired by your work and come join you and know that it's possible because of this camp, that not only gives back to the community, but it's also, it creates a nice little circuit for you guys to be able to have a hand in ushering in the new set of people that are going to do what you do for a living.
Totally. I completely agree. I think what comes to mind for me is just that it's, showing kids obviously that art can be something you can do for a living. But also just that there are places out there that are really going to take care of you. And to know what that looks like at a young age is really important. So that I know for myself, I've had many jobs that have not necessarily felt safe or encouraging, or, you feel like you're just head down and you kind of just grunt through it. And this job has totally changed my perspective on that. And I really hope that that's something that kids can recognize at an early age and have that integrate within themselves so that they have a higher expectation of what they deserve and to go out there and seek it and find it.
Yeah.
One of the easiest ways to find your path in life, in being an artist, in your job, whatever the case may be, is having the opportunity to see someone who's further down the path than you are and know what distance needs to be traveled and know that it's possible to be that far down the path in a short period of time. And it's just a matter of one step in front of the other and sticking to what you believe and what you're good at. And these things do kind of work their themselves out. And so, I think that this is a really unique opportunity for parents out there who may recognize an artistic ability in their child. Or if there is a kid out there that is happens to be listening to the radio, this is an amazing opportunity to be able to get a little bit of a different perspective on art and art camp, and to have it happen in such a way from a company that is, one, doing it for a living, but also seems to care so much about giving back that I can't imagine this would be nothing but an amazing experience for the children that are going to go through it. So I highly recommend you go to campscribble.com. If you have any branding needs, again, go to tenderling.com. The camp is going from June 17th through the 21st. You can find all of that information on campscribble.com. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to have this conversation, because I didn't know what I was getting myself into necessarily when I started asking for if you guys were interested to go on the show. And I've been very pleasantly surprised by the overall conversation that this is.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we would both say we've both been pleasantly surprised by this company, like coming here, finding our way here through, all of us have had different paths getting here, but we've honestly been pleasantly surprised by the company itself. And so I think we're just hoping to pleasantly surprise others as well.
Yeah.
And again, I will give out the campscribble.com is the website. And let's actually, before I let you go, the last thing I would like to talk about is you mentioned scholarships, and that this isn't something that is, if you are financially in a situation where you may not be able to afford this, there might be a situation for you to still be able to send your child. So I would like to be able to talk about that a little bit more before we go.
Right now, it's $175 for the week, and then but scholarships are 100% available. If you are unable to pay that, just send us an email at campscribble@tenderling.com, and we will get it all figured out. We are not concerned about money. We really want as many kids as possible.
Art for art's sake.
Yes.
Cameron O'Keefe and Andy Ranella, I really truly can't thank you enough for your time, but I also can't thank you enough for the week of art that you are about to give to some of the children of the Central Texas area.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
And, yeah.
Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This was awesome. Thank you so much.